Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. It's been a while since our last podcast message, but know this, God is still talking about his plan for America, for the nations, and for all of humanity. And the Lord calls this message, Remember the Former Things. And this is a command for his people to remember the former things. He's taking us back to truth and life. Not just any truth, not just any life, but the life and truth that Jesus died to give us. Jesus said that if we have seen him, we have seen the Father. The world is waiting for the same to be said about the church, that if they see a Christian, or if they see a believer, we see God. Oh, they see religion. They've seen hypocrisy, neither of which are the character traits of the Heavenly Father. Because of that, humanity is groping in the darkness in search of truth. And we, the body of Christ, have the truth. In fact, Jesus said he was the truth. And if we have Jesus, we have the truth within us, which makes us the light of this dark world. But the question remains, are we shining bright enough? Can the world look at us and see truth? Can they look at us and see God? Can they look at us and see love? In many ways, the church is acting just like the world, groping in the darkness as if we have no light. Beloved, this is a time to remember the former things. Remember why Jesus saved you in the first place. Remember your first experiences with God. Remember your first love, as Jesus told the church of Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2. The Ephesian church was doing the work of the ministry, but they exhibited no love. Oh, they hated what God hated, but they had no love. So Jesus told them to repent. They had forgotten that God is love. They were so busy doing the work of the ministry that love was not at the forefront of their mind. Today, the world is out of sorts, looking for love in all the wrong places, because the Church of Jesus Christ has not shown the world a true vision of who God is. And God is love. What God does is out of love for his humanity. Love was the reason that Jesus gave his life for our sins. What did Jesus say? Greater love has no man than to give up his life for his friends. But are we who call ourselves believers and Christians true friends of God? Abraham was a friend of God. Abraham left his family, left everything he knew to follow God. And that made him a friend of God. Jesus said that if we keep his words, then we would love him. And you've heard us say on this broadcast before, Christianity is a life for a life. Jesus gave his life so that we would in turn give our lives back to the Father. That's why the Bible tells us that we were bought with a price. Certainly the blood of Jesus that was shed for us was priceless to the Father. That was how much God loves us. He was willing to put his son to death so that we could live. Therefore, we are not our own. We cannot and should not carry on in this life, if we believe in Jesus Christ, as though we can do whatever we want and still call ourselves believers. In the world, it's a different story. People in this wicked world believe that changing their gender will bring them love. They believe that's the truth. They believe that living in lawlessness will bring them truth. They don't realize that they're being set up for destruction. And unfortunately, our government is playing along with Satan's plan to destroy all of humanity. God calls this a sleight of hand. The government may grant you the rights to live as you choose, but the ultimate goal of the spirit behind their actions is for you to destroy your own life. Satan is a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give his life. So if anything is trying to steal the life that God has, to kill the life God has, or destroy the life that God has given you, this is part of Satan's plan. How do we know? Well, look at some of the laws that are on the books that are being promoted right now. We have a variety of gender laws, a lot of laws that seemingly are out of place with what the public thinks, but yet they're being forced down our throat. But think about this. The ultimate goal is telling people you can do and be anything but what God says you should do and be. That is how our government is being used by Satan. If they were really seeking truth and freedom, The law would protect the rights of all individuals, even those with traditional values. Unfortunately, that's not how it's being promoted. Those who value tradition and traditional faith, country, love God, are persecuted and told that their ways are not acceptable in our day, and the government sits back quiet and does nothing. Why? This is the agenda of Satan. He wants God out of America. He's using the laws of inclusion to make it sound like they're trying to include everybody, but that's not what's happening. They're actually excluding the Christian. They're excluding people who have strong religious beliefs, whether it's Muslim, Catholic, or Judaism, or whatever. Satan is fighting tradition. We're seeing an act in America to push people who have traditional religious views in a corner. You can't speak in public, but yet everybody else can say whatever they say. How vulgar they say it matters not. You have to really take a look at what's really being said here. This is not freedom at all. It's called persecution. That is why the Lord said during the 2020 presidential election in the United States that the war of the gods had begun. Jesus died so that we could have a choice of how to live our lives. Before Jesus came to earth, Adam had sinned. When Adam sinned, every human being was born into the curse and had no choice. Jesus came and brought back the blessing so that we can have a choice to live the way God said live and have the blessing of God on our lives. America has been blessed for many decades, but it was because of what our forefathers did and what they believed in. They believed in the blessing. They believed in the covenant of God to protect this nation. And now we have leaders in our White House and our government houses who are trying to remove that symbol that God has placed on it that has blessed and prospered us. And unfortunately, it's going to cause our demise as a nation. And we're seeing it now, the deterioration of our views of who we thought we were in America. But Jesus came to restore us so that we have a choice to live in that supernatural blessing and abundance of God. Now, I remember in 2012 when the Lord talked to me about what was going to happen in America. He said that he was overthrowing a lot of traditional views that were harming the nation, but he was raising up a remnant within the body of Christ that would arise and obey and do what God says, mainly showing his truth and his love to humanity. He said, as a result, there would be two worlds operating in America, one that would be obedient to God, that would prosper because God will transfer all the wealth to them. They will run God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And they will render to Caesar that which is Caesar. In fact, they will undergird the financial health of America. Now, this is what God told me in 2012. And this is documented in a teaching that I did in my book entitled American Heritage 101. Now, the other side of this, the other world would be that who hate God. They will live in lack and in fear of their life and their future. In other words, they will be trapped in the curse, while the other world would be prospering in the blessing. Then again in May 2016, almost 8 years to the day here, God gave me a vision revealing what was about to happen in more detail in America. He called it the prophecy of two trains. It is posted on the Let's Talk Prophecy site, and you'll find it under the tab entitled, What About America? The vision was about two trains. One called Everyday Life in America. It was doing what we see happening in the world today without regards to what God said was right. Then there was another train called Life and Abundance. These trains were moving on two different tracks of life. But there appeared to be a stone structure stretching over both tracks, and they were both going very fast pace toward this stone structure. As they approached it, the train of Everyday Life in America had no opening. It was the same stone structure, but there was no opening, and everybody who was on that train died when it crashed, when it collided with that stone. Those who were on the track of life and abundance, on the train of life and abundance, went safely through. And the Lord said, that's where America is headed now. Everyday life is about to be destroyed, and those who are on that train will be destroyed right along with it. Then, in October 2020, just before the 2020 election, the Lord announced, it is time for the crash. So looking back on what God said about America, he showed us two worlds that would continue until Jesus came. But it also, he showed us how they got there. One was in obedience to God. The other was hatred for God. and the one that had hatred for God was going to crash and people would die. People of God, it is time to separate from the world. It's time to remember the former things and get off of the train of everyday life in America. It is about to crash and crash hard. Repent now before it is too late. Return to what you had known to be true about God and His kingdom. Remember the former things. Even now, come up and see what the Father sees. Then do and speak as the Father tells you to do and speak. Stop following after the governments and the newscasts. They have no answers because they cannot see what God sees. They are doing business as usual, the very thing that God said would cause America to crash. Now, let me enlighten you. Some of the wicked leaders of our nation, they know the crash is coming. In fact, they've instrumented the crash. Oh, they have an escape plan to take care of themselves and their own. They covered themselves the best they know how. But God is about to uncover them. He will pull back the curtains and expose their nakedness and their shame to the world. As we've said on this broadcast before, God said their legacy will be international shame. What was done in the dark behind closed doors is about to be exposed to the world and shouted from the rooftops. Hear me, O Christian. We are citizens of God's kingdom first and foremost. Forget your religious agendas and your religious traditions. Remember the former things, the things that Jesus spoke when he said, "If ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." What shall make you free? The truth. How will the truth make you free? That word make you free is eleutherao. It means to set one at liberty, to deliver one from another's control. But isn't that what Jesus did for us? The Bible says that when we cried to the Lord, he heard us and delivered us from the power of darkness, and God translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. So we're no longer in the kingdom of darkness if you're a believer. You've been set free and you've been transported into a new kingdom. So if you've been set free, if you have a new kingdom, why are you going back to bondage and going back to darkness? Remember the former things. Remember that it was Jesus who prayed in John 17, "Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." This is not what mankind says is truth. This is what God says is truth. His word is truth. It may not even be what men and women are preaching over the pulpits. Jesus said if we continue in his word, his truth, then we will be set free. And Psalm 107:20 tells us, God sent his word for the purpose of healing us and delivering us from destruction. So whose word are you going to follow? The world's or God's word that comes to heal and deliver you from destruction? Beloved, we are at a tipping point, a spiritual Mount Carmel. The prophets of Baal are showing their hand. So now the question is, what are the people of God going to do? As Elijah said, how long will you halt between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. Get off the fence. And at the time Elijah spoke, God's people didn't reply. They didn't answer him a word. It wasn't until fire came down from heaven and dried up the water on the altars that they speak. Why? What took them so long to respond? For the same reason that a lot of people aren't responding in our day. The people have honored government and the flag of America for so long, assuming that it was the same as honoring God, that they have forgotten the holiness and the fierceness of our God, who is a consuming fire. Back in that day, it took a prophet of God to demonstrate who God was to God's people. And this is where we are today. So many preachers are in league with the wicked government. And as a result, the people are unable to discern truth from lies. They can't discern holy from that which is profane. So the fire of God is coming down on this nation with a clear message of what is true and what is holy. There's about to be a demonstration of God's power like we've never seen on earth before. Now, some of you may also remember how God said this would be a time of fireworks. He said fire in the sky and in the earth. So why is God doing this? He's doing this to demonstrate to a generation who's forgotten who he is. But why now? Well, America is in the valley of decision. Something is coming to this nation before the 2024 presidential election. And it will force us into the truth. It will force us to wake up and take notice of the truth of God. And if you remember what we said back after the 2020 election, the Lord kept saying, it's not about who was in the White House. It was always about whom America would serve. Regardless who was in that position, the devil has claimed the U.S. presidential seat of power for the kingdom of darkness. He has claimed that White House for demonic purposes. And right now we see it manifesting. However, only the believers of Jesus Christ have the power over the kingdom of darkness. We are seated far above the devil that is attempting to rule this nation and rule the earth. We are seated together with Jesus in the heavenly places, far above every principality, power, might, and dominion in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Our seat of power is a supreme authority that comes from heaven. We do not bow down to demonic powers. We take our stand on the word and make that devil bow his knees at the feet of Jesus. This is what happens when we remember the former things and obey them. America needs us. Through our obedience to God's word, the laws in this nation will change. Our leaders will change. Since 2020, we have seen demonic forces take preeminence in this land. Demonic laws that are being presented as inclusion. But that's not the agenda. All of humanity, no matter what your persuasion, has been included in the population. There is nothing new under the sun, but the devil wants to cause a division among us in order to throw off the works of God in America and in the nations. That devil hates mankind, but he has no power to destroy us because mankind has dominion in this earth. Therefore, his plan is to create division, jealousy, and envy so that we will destroy ourselves and fight with one another. But do not be fooled. We are at war, but it is not against the people. They are simply tools of demonic forces that hate God. Now, again, some of you may remember when God said concerning the leaders of America, he said they were under the influence of the evil one and could not withstand him. And that is God's honest truth. They have no power over evil because in their lust for power, they have sold their souls to the devil. But we, the believers of Jesus Christ, are the only ones who have power over this evil one and his kingdom. And now is the time to exercise that power in a mighty way for the good of humanity. Oh, believer in Jesus Christ, it is time to remember the former things that Jesus taught us. He was our example to follow. Jesus said that the world would know us by our love for one another. And the world is attempting to pervert the meaning of love. They believe it is about being tolerant of others. Jesus never told us to be tolerant. He said, love one another. When you tolerate someone else, there's a lingering evil heart towards them. That's not Jesus' way. Jesus wants us to love people unconditionally. That's a different spirit. You may dislike their behavior and their choices in life, but our goal is to love the people. We speak truth to them, not to hurt, but to speak truth in love, letting people know how loving and gracious our Heavenly Father is toward his human creation, no matter their persuasion, no matter how they dress, male, female, gender. That doesn't matter to God. He loves you. Oh, believer, remember the love of God. No one can truly understand what it means to love without the encounter with God, who is love. We think we know, but we don't. Christians are called to love as God loves, but we have to know the love first. So it's time to remember the former things. Go back to the love of the Father. Experience that love so that you can impart it to others. You don't want to be like those mentioned in Revelation 21:8. Jesus said, he that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the fearful, unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now he was talking to the church. He was calling their people in the church who are fearful, unbelieving, and liars, whoremongers, all the above. You don't want to be like that. Why come to Jesus and then end your life like a murderer or a whoremonger or a sorcerer? Remember the former things. Remember the last time God healed you, knowing that he will do it again. Remember the last time he moved a significant mountain in your life, knowing that God can do anything. With him, nothing is impossible. Remember the former things. Remember how David slew Goliath. He remembered how God helped him to slay the lion and the bear. Remembering those former triumphs let David know that God would help him take Goliath's head. So what giant is taunting you? He had the power to stop him. Now, I want to leave you with a prophetic word that I found. Victories over every challenge. That's what this is called. Victories over every challenge. Persevere, my children. Pursue, overtake, and without fail, you shall recover all, says the Lord God Almighty. Run to the battle. Claim your victories. Every enemy shall fall beneath you. I have given the necks of your enemies to you. Take his head and claim the victory. Whether it be lack, pain, sickness, or disease, my precious blood has given you the victory, says the Son. I shall lead you to victory, says the Holy Ghost. We three solemnly agree it is your time of victory. Go forth in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, this is the mandate for the body of Christ in these last days before Jesus returns. Remember those former things, and the Lord will bring it to pass. In Jesus' name. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.